Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
New movie, The Tax Collector, dropped within the last few days. And actor Shia LaBeouf, believe this or not, he plays a tax collector working for a crime lord in the movie. But to really step into the role, Shia LaBeouf really got his entire chest tattooed for his role in this new movie called The Tax Collector. Now, you gotta see this. I'm a little skeptical on this, but if you want to see it yourself, text the word tattoo to 73389, and you'll be able to see. Now, this isn't just a tattoo here and there on a couple of spots on his chest. It is a full chest tattoo. It even has the word creeper tattooed across his midsection.
What?
That's his character's name in the movie.
Right, with what looks like a Mickey Mouse hands pointing to his belly button, I guess. I don't know what the symbolism is on that. But apparently when he filmed, before he started filming this movie, which kind of profiles local crime lords, he goes around and gets his cuts, his profits from local gang members, that he actually had this tattoo across his chest. Text the word tattoo to 73389 if you want to see it.
Now, so go ahead, Rain.
Now, I heard about this when it started filming, right? Like the buzz was about it and then the trailer dropped. A lot of people, you know,
pandemic.
Right. Now, Shia LaBeouf, obviously, he's had some kind of ups and downs over his career over the last couple of years. But this is what a lot of people are thinking has finally pushed Shia LaBeouf over the edge.
Okay.
I don't know why this would be what put him over the edge. This seems to be on track with what Shia LaBeouf does now.
Wait, can somebody please explain to me why he did this, though? I mean, there have been a million movies where somebody has to have a specific tattoo, and so they just do a temporary tattoo.
He's a method actor. Mm-hmm. So this is what method actors do. He did another movie for the same director who did this, and his character had like a chipped tooth, and he had a dentist chip his front tooth.
Oh, man.
Like, severely chip it.
What if he wants to method act somebody that doesn't have tattoos?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I don't think we have an answer for that.
What if he wants to method act George Washington?
Well, that's a great point. Maybe they rethink it. I mean, it is just on his torso. So unless George Washington does a shirtless running on the beach scene, because I'm pretty sure when he crossed the river, the Delaware River, he was wearing a uniform. But I think he'll be okay. I know, Rain, you started out saying that you're a little skeptical, which a lot of people are saying, like, did he really do this, or is he scamming us?
And the only reason I say that is because what better way to get hype into the movie you're about to be in by the rumors going around that you really got a giant chest tattoo? Because then people are going to be like, well, now I got to see the movie to see what this giant chest tattoo looks like and his commitment to the role.
So I can address that in a second. But first I'll talk about whether or not it was faked. If he faked it, it's a real commitment to a prank. Because there are multiple pictures and multiple scenarios where he has not just, like, a tattoo on his torso, but it is identical in every single photograph, which makes me think he really did this. And as far as, like, well, I got to see this movie to really see this tattoo and how much relevance it has to the story. Spoiler alert, save yourself the $20 on iTunes. It doesn't have any relevance to the story, and you almost don't see it at all in the entire movie.
Shut up.
There's only one shot in the entire movie where he has no shirt on, and the room is so darkly lit you can barely see the tattoo.
Why would the director let him do that?
I mean, what would the harm in it be, is from a director's standpoint?
Question it, and it would make you question his already fragile mental state.
You already question that before you hire Shia LaBeouf.
Okay, Shia LaBeouf, you know what you're getting.
At this point, Shia LaBeouf has done enough crazy stuff that has made us have an opinion about him. And I got to tell you, I am starting to... There was a long period of time where I was annoyed by Shia LaBeouf with his just constant attention-seeking antics and this, that.
Yeah.
But then I think I've moved past that, and now I'm at a point where, like, let's... I want to see how crazy Shia can get, because this is pretty crazy. It's not a little tattoo.
Right.
I worry about him, though. Like, I worry that he's going to get a role as Evel Knievel and accidentally kill himself.
I mean, Tom Cruise does stuff like that. You don't worry about him.
Well,
he flew on the side of a plane.
Is tattoo-less.
Well, that is true.
We stopped liking Tom Cruise a long time ago when he jumped on that couch.
I still like Tom Cruise.
You know what? I think, you know, Katie, I don't know if this is going to be in your queue to of movies to watch, but Gavin, wouldn't it be shocking that she watched it and thought it was so great? Katie shows up one morning with a giant chest tattoo
that says Creeper on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.